I have a prank request here from Christopher. He says, I've been grabbing a few numbers on the Sprint Facebook page and thought I would leave this one for you. And he sent me a screen capture from his cell phone. And it's a lady, I think. She's posting on Sprint's wall, says, hey, I lost my iPhone. Is there any way to find it's currently going straight to voicemail?
Hello?
Hi, is this Shia?
Yes, is it?
Hi, this is Dave from Sprint Wireless.
How are you?
Pretty good. You don't sound happy to hear from me.
No, I am. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
How can I help you?
Well, we found your phone. It looks like you lost your phone.
You found my phone?
Yeah.
Yes?
Well, we had the authorities called us and said they found it. They actually, it's the weirdest thing, they found it in Iraq.
What? Hold on.
Okay.
They found my phone in Iraq? What's going on?
Yeah, it's in Iraq, and we're trying to get them to send it back. But they're saying that ISIS was using it for some sort of terroristic plot. And they had your phone wired up to some electronics and stuff. And they wanted to find out if you were involved.
I think this is a bogus call. You're not calling from Sprint.
Why do you say
that? Because my phone wasn't wired up for a bomb. I don't know who you are.
I didn't say bomb.
So,
don't put words in my mouth. And I didn't say that you wired it up. I'm saying that when they found it, that's the condition it was in.
Right. Can I have... No, of course I'm not involved. Can I have your ID number from Sprint?
Sure. It's EF4127.
There's no such ID.
How do you know this?
Okay. How do I get back my phone? I don't know really what's going on. I don't know who you are.
All right. First things first. Listen to me. How do you know how our IDs are formatted?
Okay. Listen, I lost my phone in New York City. It doesn't make sense that my phone got to Iraq. I don't know. It doesn't even make sense what you're saying.
Oh, remember that one time I asked you that question about my ID number? I mean, you asked what my ID number was, and I gave it to you. That's how they're formatted. EF4815. Why don't you believe me?
No problem.
You're acting like I'm full of shit. All I'm trying to do is call you up and return your phone, but you apparently don't want it.
No, I believe you. I believe you. I'm sorry. How do I get it back? I would like to have my phone. I have
Why'd you call me a liar about my ID number?
I apologize, because I've been getting crazy calls the last two weeks with other people saying they're from Sprint.
What?
And I tracked it back with somebody else.
Okay, well, I'm really with Sprint. I don't see why you don't believe me. I'm just saying that Homeland Security called and they found your phone, and it's in Iraq, and it was in the possession of ISIS. They had to kill 9 militants to to retrieve your phone.
Okay.
Yep. So 9 people are dead now, but you're going to get your phone back. That's the good news.
Okay.
There might be blood stains on it. I don't know for sure. I haven't seen it. They're saying they're going to ship it to us.
Okay, very good. So when am I getting it back?
Well, they say it's on the way. They have to do some forensics tests on it. But it's definitely yours. They checked the ID card, the SIM card on it, and yeah, it's yours.
Okay, fine. So that's good.
I don't think they use it to make any long distance calls, so you're safe there. They were just using the Wi-Fi or something to communicate with a tank and some helicopters.
Okay.
They have their own internal.
So when should I get it back?
Fuck if I know. Why do you keep asking that? I already told you I don't know.
Very nice. Okay. Then have a great day. You know, let me talk to your supervisor because he really helped me out. You want to connect with your supervisor?
No, I don't really want to. I mean, I could connect you to the other representative that's here next to me, and I'll just have her pretend she's the supervisor. That's standard procedure here. You want me to have someone else pretend she's the supervisor for you? And that'll make you feel better?
Usually they can connect me to a So what exactly did you call me? Tell me that my phone's coming back.
Usually,
back to me, right?
Are you one of those people that just calls up and complains and gets a supervisor every time? That's like a normal thing.
No.
Well, you said
no,
usually.
I'm very happy with.
Okay. Well,
I'm very happy with Sprint, actually.
Oh, okay. Because I said usually, like usually when you call, you get supervisors and you just complain a lot.
Right.
Yeah,
this
but
is
you,
Sprint's number. Were you calling them? Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, so when am I getting it? You're saying I'm going to get it back soon. Okay, fine. That's what you wanted to tell me, right?
Yeah, hopefully. Where should I mail it to? Just the address on the account?
Oh, no, you have my address. If you're working for Sprint, you have my address,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Should I mail it to the address on the account, smartass?
Yes. What address do you have on that account?
I'm not telling you. You could be an identity thief.
oh, you're not telling me. You're calling me the owner of the phone, but you're not telling me. Okay, fine.
Well, so if you'd like to verify some of your information, then I'll tell you your address. Can I get the last four of your social?
No, that's fine. I'm not going to give you any information now. When I get it, though, I'll keep it.
Okay, well, I'm not going to give you your phone. If you're not going to verify your address, fuck it. What do I care? We're trying to go above and beyond here.
And I'll give my information, okay?
Okay, that's a great idea. You should do that.
It's in the computer, right? That they found it, right?
Right. You stupid hoe.
Perfect. Okay, have a great day.
Bye. Have a nice day. Thank you for using Sprint.
Bye-bye.